Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Chicago State Representative Margaret Croak has been declared the winner in Tuesday's Democratic primary for Illinois Comptroller. The Associated Press called the close election against Karina Villa. Croak will advance to the November election and face Republican Brian Drew of Marion in the first open election for the Comptroller's office since 2016. Incumbent Comptroller Susana Mendoza is not seeking re-election after nearly 10 years in office. The Iowa House has passed a bill that would raise taxes on HMO health insurance plans. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
The bill would temporarily change the tax on HMOs from less than 1% to 3.5%. Republican officials say the state needs the money to help cover a Medicaid budget deficit. Democratic Representative Austin Baith of Des Moines says it's common sense that insurance companies will pass the cost of the tax hike on to Iowans.
Either Iowans will strain to pay for that premium with their already stretched budget, or they'll no longer be able to afford insurance at all. It's those people who I worry about the most, the uninsured, that will result from this.
Republican Representative Shannon Lundgren says insurance companies have raised premiums even when the legislature cut their taxes. And she says the bill will help the state tap into more federal funds to help pay for Medicaid. The bill now goes to the Senate. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
A 19-year-old man has died in a single vehicle crash on Wednesday night in Muscatine County. The sheriff's office reports the vehicle struck a raised concrete island before rolling several times in a ditch along Highway 61, just west of Bluegrass. The driver, identified as Cameron M. Lewis of Muscatine, was ejected from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. A 19-year-old passenger was taken to Genesis Hospital in Davenport with minor injuries. Western Illinois University Quad Cities is launching an updated degree portfolio and revitalization plan amid financial challenges and lower enrollment in recent years. WVIK's Ray Berry has more.
The new plan shifts the university's focus toward career pathways and programs tied more directly to regional workforce needs. University President Christy Mindrup says the approach builds on longstanding connections with the community.
Over the years, Western Illinois University's presence in the Quad Cities has been dedicated to connecting with the needs of the region. Those are specific responses to what our community asks from Western Illinois University, and those are also programs that students are particularly interested on our Quad Cities campus.
The updated plan expands offerings in fields like engineering and education while continuing to grow graduate programs in counseling, teaching, and museum studies. Mindrup says the campus will also strengthen transfer pathways through partnerships with schools like Black Hawk College. For WVIK News, I'm Ray Berry.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has endorsed Zach Walls in the Democratic primary for Iowa's open U.S. Senate seat. The senator from Massachusetts says in a statement that State Senator Walls has, quote, never been afraid to take on political establishment to fight for what's right, end quote. Walls will face State Representative Josh Turek in the Democratic primary on June 2nd. A pioneering black filmmaker will be celebrated in a free screening and talk on Sunday at the Last Picture House in downtown Davenport. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
The life of Oscar Mashaw, Illinois-born and a former Iowa resident, will be revealed in the feature-length documentary Oscar Mashaw, the Superhero of Black Filmmaking, on Sunday at 2 o'clock. A post-screening discussion follows with special guest historian Jordan Bell by Zoom from Roanoke, Virginia. Mashaw's 1920 silent film, Within Our Gates, will screen at 4:15. Admittance to this special event is free and seating for both shows is limited. Bell says the director was self-taught, producing over 40 films, calling him the Spike Lee of the 1920s, and this year's Oscar-winning Sinners owes a debt to his legacy.
They stand on the shoulders of people like Oscar Mashaw. So he was just the first of his kind and a very important legacy that many of us, you know, still watch films that were inspired by his work today.
Directed by Francisco Zippel, the 2021 documentary features on-camera interviews with Morgan Freeman, John Singleton, and other film luminaries discussing the extraordinary achievements and contemporary legacy of Mashaw and his films. For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
And this is WVIK News.